One of the benefits from having been around the self-storage industry for almost 30 years is you learn some lessons you might not have been able to learn or understand when you first got going. So let me share with you lessons I've learned the hard way around self-storage operations that I'll share with you so you as an operator might not have to have the same headaches or learn from my mistakes and move through them quickly. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the self-storage training that I offer. There's a number of courses on there, including the on-demand self-storage boot camp, which is designed to take you from wherever you are all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. Very soon, you'll be seeing the fundraising for small self-storage operators course on there that will help you raise money if that's the business you're in. But let's talk about five mistakes I've learned over the years in terms of running a self-storage facility and some mistakes I've made and headaches that I hope you avoid. So I'm going to start from going from the very general to specific. And the first lesson I've learned over the years is not to get too comfortable with how I'm running a self-storage facility. Look, it's human nature for us to look for patterns, for things that work, and repeat them. That's what successful people are trained to do. That's good with personal traits, but in an industry that's evolving like the self-storage industry, what we do today isn't necessarily going to work or produce the same results a year from now. When I first got into self-storage business, it was a slowly evolving industry. The last big innovation we'd had when I got going was climate controlled space. You can't say that today. This industry is evolving and changing fast. What we're doing today in terms of operations is not what we were doing 3 years ago, 5 years ago. I remember when we were phasing Yellow Pages out, when we were dropping, you know, facility by facility, our contracts with the Yellow Pages. All we really had to do was make sure we had good SEO in place, claim our listing on Google Business, and pretty much show up and turn the lights on, and the spaces would rent out. And the process was simple. It worked until it didn't. With the advent of more space hitting the market, particularly more REITs hitting the market, REITs getting a larger and larger market share, pretty soon I opened my eyes up and we were behind the curve in online marketing. It's happened over and over in many different areas. Just don't get too attached to any one specific way you're running your facility that works. Let's talk about lesson number two. Do not get people dependent. Get procedure dependent. Now, this may sound like it totally contradicts what I just said about lesson number one, but it doesn't. I cannot tell you the number of facilities we've purchased where the owner has basically turned everything over to the manager. They have abdicated their role as an owner to the manager. That owner could no more step in and run a facility if that manager quit or got sick than the man on the moon. And I've been guilty of this myself. There is a big difference between empowering employees and then just turning it over and stepping away and abdicating my role as an owner or operator. This has caused some real problems over the years. In our growth period, where we were really growing and acquiring a lot of properties, our mantra was empower our managers. And we sure did that. And what we soon realized, or I soon realized, I opened my eyes one day and I realized that every facility had a great manager in place, but every facility was doing things differently than the other one, slightly different than the other one. All the facilities were working, but if we put one manager from one facility into another facility, they didn't know how to run the facility. What happens if manager in facility one gets sick or quits or something? something happens. So we stepped back in. I realized that I had empowered by just relinquishing my responsibility. If you're a regional manager or if you're an owner, it's your responsibility to define what the procedures are. Sure, get input from your employees. Definitely empower your employees, in my opinion, to make decisions. But it's within a context that you, as the operator or the owner of the facility, define. Lesson number three, know your numbers. Never cease to be amazed at how many operators I talk to that do not know the average value of a customer in their facility. Did you know that the average value of a customer is different in every facility you operate? Do you know that the average value of a customer tells you how much money you can spend on marketing? If you're interested in what we track as operators in running our facilities, there's a free ebook on the 5 KPIs, key performance indicators, that we track at every facility that we operate. You can get it for free by clicking the link in the comments section below. Know what your income growth has averaged as a percentage. Know what your expense growth has averaged as a percentage. Did you know that if your expense growth is going up faster than your income growth, that the value of your facility is going down? You might say, well, of course I know that. Okay, what was your rent growth at this facility or per facility for the last 12 months or last calendar year or last quarter? What was your expense growth as a percentage for this facility for the last quarter, the last 12 months, or the last calendar year? And you may say, well, I can figure that out. I'll just look and see. Well, sure. Figure it out. You need to know, because whatever those numbers are will inform you the actions you need to take today to run that facility. You will make different decisions today based on what those metrics are. So know them. Know your numbers. Whatever you want to impact in life, start measuring it. Here's lesson number four I've learned the hard way. Just don't turn your online marketing over to a vendor and hope for the best. I was that way. Like, the last thing in the world I wanted to learn was how Google Ads work. Every time I would turn this over to a vendor, I wasn't pleased with the results, and I found out why. Do you know that there is no system you can put in place for online marketing that you can figure out, nail it, put it in place, and it works? Why? Well, first of all, Google changes their algorithms constantly. Google averages 500 to 600 algorithm changes per year. And every facility is different. Campaigns that work in one, even in the same city, campaigns that work in one facility won't work in another facility. We're constantly, daily, at least weekly, somebody needs to be at the helm looking at the results of the campaigns and tweaking them to improve them. And what the campaign you set up facility one, you might set a totally different campaign up at facility two. Look, we track where our new customers come from. In most of our facilities, first to third largest segment of our new customers come from what they call drive-by. In other words, we pick a good location and people who live in that trade area are constantly going by our facility and seeing it. And when the goal is that when they need storage, will be the place they go to. But where do you think they go to find us? They go online. You have got to show up above the fold, in other words, on the first page, above the fold in your trade area. Now, your trade area is maybe a 3 to 5 mile radius. It might be certain zip codes or drive times, but you're market area is very small. Online marketing works great for large, national, international, large markets. It works really good when you're selling a widget, when you're selling something very specific. With a large market area and something very specific, the lower cost, the better. You can get a lot of metrics and you can really dial and tune in online marketing to hit exactly the right customer. Storage is a totally different world. Your market area is 3 to 5 miles, let's say. And if you get 20, 30, 40 move-ins a month, depending on the size of your facility, you've done real well. That's not a lot of data for these ad campaigns, these online marketing algorithms to work. There's just not a lot of data for them. So you've got to constantly be adjusting it and tweaking it, and somebody needs to do that. What we have found that works is I hire a Google marketing coach, and I've used a number of them, and we will look at property by property. Now, it might not be you, but learn about how online ads work, then put somebody in place, get a consultant or a coach, because to do it right and turn it over to a marketing company, you would need to be spending thousands of dollars per month to really do online marketing right. And there's just, you know, self-storage, the numbers just don't work for that. So my coaching, what we've learned to do that works for us is we hire a consultant, facility by facility, we're tweaking our ads weekly or bi-weekly. Lesson number 5 for operators: have the right insurance riders on your insurance policy. Did you know that the number one exposure for a self-storage owner or operator is wrongful disposition? In other words, you don't do an auction right. And we have 50 states and there's 50 different auction laws. I can't tell you how many times I've looked at a facility to buy, or I'm coaching and working with an operator who has no wrongful disposition insurance for their facility. You know, even well-run facilities, even Class A, world-class operators, are going to sometimes make mistakes. One of our best managers one time auctioned off the wrong vehicle. Thank goodness we had wrongful disposition riders in place. Something that I thought would never happen to us, to me, happened. We also have environmental cleanup up to $25,000 per unit. So in other words, if somebody leaves a glowing 55-gallon can of goo in a unit, I have insurance in place that's designed to clean that unit up. Have the right, work with your insurance agent, get the right insurance riders in place to minimize the exposure to the owner, and it sets you up as a good operator. Now, my goal today was to give you 5 lessons I've learned that you probably won't hear in many other articles about running operations. These lessons I've learned the hard way. My goal is to share them with you to minimize any headaches you might have as you operate your facility in this fantastic business of self-storage. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being with you next week.